Hey, Bez Hashem, today we're going to learn Parak Zayin, Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So Mishnah Beis is going to, it's really a continuation of Mishnah Aleph, meaning Mishnah Aleph taught us that there are three categories of food that are Yeshlen, Shvius, and Uldmeyan, Shvius, and Yeshlen, Bir, Uldmeyan, Bir. So Mishnah Beis is going to teach us those categories of items that are Meichel Adam or Meichel Behema or a Dai, but and have Kedusha Shvius, but don't have a din of Bir, that there's no requirement of Bir. And simply speaking, the rule is going to be very fundamental. Biur means when something is no longer available to the chayos in the field. It's no longer available out of the field. But if you have something that no matter how long you leave it in the field, it doesn't rot, so then there's not going to be a mitzvah of biur, because there's never going to be a zman of biur. It's still going to have kedusha shviyas, but it's not going to be subject to biur. So says Mishnah Beis, va'od klal acher amru, another klal that they said, kol shu meichel adam u'meichel behema minatzovim, something that's a human food or an animal food or a dai, u'miskayim ba'aretz. But unlike in the previous Mishnah, now we're talking about things that can last in the ground, and it's not going to rot when you leave it in the ground. So yesh lo shvius uldama shvius, it has this, the kedusha of shmita, and the money that you exchange it for is kedusha of shmita. But ein lo biur vein lo dam of biur, but it's not subject to the halachas of biur, nor is the money that you exchange it for subject to the halachas of biur. Ezehu. So what are examples of this category of things that if you leave them in the ground, they do not get ruined? Ikar haluf hashota, the root of a luf hashota, of a wild loof plant, the ikar hanadnada, the root of a mint, the haakrabin and vaakrabanin and akrabanin vaachalbitzin and chalbitzin, whatever that is, vaabuchria and buchria, umiminatsovim hapua vaharichba, and when it comes to dyes, pua and richba are also things that that would last in the ground forever. So all these things, yeshlam shvius uldemein shvius, they do have kedusha shvius, so you're not allowed to do business with them, you're not allowed to waste them, but ein lehem biur v'lo ledemein biur. But they don't have a din of biur. So whatever money you get, and the money you get from them also doesn't have a din of biur. Rameir Omer, Demei, Misbarin, Ad Rosh Hashanah. Rameir says, you know what? Maybe on a Drabban level, we should give the money a status of biur, because no one would ever know the difference between that money and any other money. So even though the plants themselves may not have a din of biur, maybe since it has Kedusha Shviyas, and it looks like any other money that has kedusha shviyas, maybe on a drabbanon level we should give it. Rameir is not saying maybe. He's saying he holds that on a drabbanon level it should have a din of beer as well. But Amr Lovchem said back to Rameir, lahenein beer called the chomer l'dmeyan, that's so counterintuitive. How could it be that you're going to have the fruit itself, the produce itself, does not have a din of beer, but the money that the produce is exchanged for is going to have a din of beer? That doesn't make sense. Meaning it can't. The whole kedusha that the money has is because it was exchanged for the produce, so it can't have more strict halachos than the produce itself. So that's what that's Rameir's taina. Rameir's taina is he's going to be more machmir on the money than the produce itself, because the pri itself is very recognizable. That's what the Bartanura points out. The pri atzmo minkar v'lo'asi l'meber be'schora. No one's going to come to do schora with the pri, but aval damim lo minkri v'asi l'meber be'schora. This looks like any other money, and it's very likely that people will come to do schara with it if you don't require a biur. So that's the fundamental machlokas between Rameir and the Chacham. Can we be more machmir with the money exchanged for this produce than we are with the produce itself as far as the halacha of biur is concerned? Klapi Rimon, Mishnah Gimel goes on to tell us a pomegranate peel, v'anet shalo, and the blossom of a pomegranate, klapi klipe agozim, the husks of a walnut, which people could use as dyes, v'hagal inin, and fruit pits that people or animals can eat, yeshlem shvius uldemein shvius. They have kedusha shvius, and the money you exchange them for has kedusha shvius. Hatzaba tovea la'atzmo. So someone who dyes things can dye something for himself using this shmita produce, because just like you're allowed to eat shmita fruits, if it's a shmita dye, you're allowed to dye things for yourself. But v'lo yispa b'sachar, but you're not allowed to get paid to dye something for somebody else, just like you're not allowed to do business with shmita fruit. You're not allowed to do business with Shemitah dyes. She'enos and Schora b'peir shviyas. You're not allowed to do Schora with Shemitah produce. It's asur because it's a b'peir shapasuk in the Torah that it's lechem li'achla v'lo l'schora, that you're allowed to eat it, but you're not allowed to do Schora. And Sviya b'schar is called Schora. Not only that, uba v'lo b'bechoros. You're not allowed to do business with a bechor, with a firstborn animal that has a mum, velo lo betrumos, nor are you allowed to do business with trumos. As the Partanur points out, why are you not allowed to do business with these things? Dilma mashi lulagabei vasubil de takala, because you might keep them around in order to do business with them, and then you'll end up doing something wrong. We won't respect its kedusha. V'dafka b'b'chor chai gazru, aval shachat shari l'machor afil midrabanam v'achleim krena b'itlis. And only a living b'chor they made this halacha with, but if the b'chor is already dead, so then you're allowed to sell it, even midrabanan, you're just not allowed to sell it out in the market in a bizayon kind of a way. So even though you're allowed to sell a Bechor Bal Mum on a Daraisa level, the Chacham said you're not allowed to do business with it, meaning like to buy a Bechor Bal Mum at $100 to sell it for $150. That's called doing business with it, because if there was such a market, then Kohanim would not shech them right away, and that would cause people to violate the Isser of Giza Va'avoda. The halach is, even by a Bechor Bal Mum, it's also B'Giza Va'avoda, so we don't want you keeping it alive for too long without shechting it, because that's more likely to lead to Giza Va'avoda. So when it comes to Bechoros and when it comes to Trumos, you shouldn't do business with those items either. V'lo b'nevelos, nor should you do business with nevelos, v'lo b'trefos, v'lo b'shkatzim, v'lo b'rumasim. And the Bar Tanur points out, me'achar d'kas v'rachmana t'meim heim, matzor chlomar su, u'tmeim yulachem. Once it says t'meim heim, why then does it have to add u'tmeim yulachem, ela echel d'srachil v'ech? It's telling me that not only is there asr to eat it, it's asr to get hana from it. Vim tomar hare chamor hare gomel v'susu pered. So what about all these non-kosher animals? Shaini hani d'lemalachton hen gedelim v'lo asr l'asu schara el b'davar omi l'achila. Now that's going to be mutter to do schara with, because those animals are meant for their malacha. The only animals you're not allowed to do schara with are animals that whose existence is for the sake of achila. The Kaldavar Shay Sur Minatara Asulasos Poschara. Anytime you have something that's also Minatara, you can't do schara with it. Aval Davar Shay Sur Midivrayim, says the Bar Tanura, something that's only Asur Midrabanan, ain't Asulasos Poschara. There's no Isser of schara. El Stam Yenam, Dafagavdi Sur Midivrayim, Asulasos Poschara, with one exception, and that is Stam Yenam. Stam Yenam means it's not Yayin Nesach. We don't know that a Nachri ever poured this wine in the Shema of Eldazara, but it's wine that was handled by a Nachri, that was poured by a Nachri. Lav Dafka the Shema of Odezara, not the Shem of Odezara, but it's Stam Yenam, Stam Yayin of Anachri. So that's an Isser Midrabanan, and nevertheless, even though it's only an Isser Midrabanan, you're not allowed to get Hana'a from it. So then the Mishnah goes back to Dinam of Shemitah. V'lo yelokeach yirakosada umocher b'shuk. You're not allowed to pick vegetables from your field and go and sell them in the market, because that looks like you're doing schora with it. Normally schora would mean to buy vegetables at a low price and sell them at a higher price. Over here, that's not what you're doing. You're picking them from your field and selling them in the market. That's also midrabanan, because it looks like schara. Avalu loket b'no mochra al yado. But you can pick vegetables, and your son can then go sell them, since you're not selling them yourself. It doesn't look as much like you're doing schara. Lokach li'atzmo v'hosir. But if you picked some shemitah produce for yourself just to eat, and you had leftovers, yeah, you had more than you needed to eat, then mutar l'machra. And that's called like nizdamnulo. It's just that you happen to have been left with more than you needed, so that you're allowed to then go ahead and sell. So to quickly review, in Mishnah Beis we learned about all of those items that are, that if you leave them in the ground, they'll last forever. So they while they do have kedusha shviyas, they do not have a din of biur, what else did we say? Oh, and Rav Meir said that there was a machlokes Rav Meir and the Chachamim, whether those things that don't have a din of beer, or whether the money that you exchange them for should be more chamor and have a din of beer or not. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we learned about a whole bunch of things that have kedusha shviyas and therefore have an isra schora associated with them. And then we said even things that don't have kedusha shviyas but are otherwise asr, you also have an isra schora, like becharos and trumos and nevelos and trefels and shkatzim and remasim. They also have an iser schora. And then we said that although picking produce from a field and then selling it is not the iser schora, that's nirik schora, so you could have your son sell it for you, or if you picked it to eat and you happen to have some left over, that also would be permissible to then sell that which you have left over. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet.